From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is facing outrage over ethnic violence in her country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. Correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Trapped by landmines on one side and armed guards on the other, thousands of Rohingya refugees are struggling to survive in the precarious no-man's land between Myanmar and Bangladesh. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border fleeing a violent military crackdown. But these Rohingya are in a unique and uncomfortable position. They've made it out of Myanmar, but they're being blocked from entering Bangladesh by border guards, who say the number of refugees is growing by the day.
You can see from here, as I said, there is no habitation before 7 to 8 days. Now habitation is growing, it's going towards north. People are coming in numbers. They're in the open sky. They have erected temporary shelter, and they are staying here.
A barbed wire fence hems the Rohingya in on the Myanmar side, some saying they can see their villages from no man's land, but they're too afraid to go back because the way home is littered with landmines. UN aid agencies are trying to help the Rohingya, but they're not entering the buffer zone for security reasons. Bangladeshi officials say they've seen around 100 insurgents in the area, members of the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, the same fighters who attacked police and army posts in Myanmar a month ago, sparking the violence that hundreds of thousands are now risking their lives to escape.
This is VOA News.